Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Morin. We are your co-hosts for this edition, Peter Ayer and Yuan Zhou, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. Yuan, why don't you get us started for this edition?
Thanks, Peter. On February 7th, the DoD's Defense Innovation Unit released a report outlining the shifts in focus, action, and resources that DIU will undertake to maintain U.S. technological superiority. The report is called DIU 3.0, and it outlines changes that fall under 8 different lines of effort. Those lines include focus on the most critical capability gaps and embedding with the warfighter to do so, partnering at every level with the DoD's engines of scale, catalyzing the DoD's innovation entities into a community of impact, taking the partnership with the commercial technology sector to a new level, realizing the enormous potential of technology partnership with allies and partners, building the trust and momentum required for speed and scale, retooling DIU to support all of the previous described lines of effort, and providing the DoD leadership with world-class dual fluency advice. Now, the report emphasizes the importance of the DoD partnering with the private sector to work together and take risks to make progress in a number of critical technology areas identified by the DoD, including biotechnology, future generation wireless tech, trusted artificial intelligence, space technology, advanced computing and software, integrated sensing and cyber, among others. Peter, back to you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Next up is an announcement from DOJ. On February 14th, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco announced how DOJ plans to address the dangers posed by AI technology. Specifically, DAG Monaco announced that DOJ prosecutors may now seek sentencing enhancements for crimes committed using AI, analogizing the use of AI in the commission of a crime to the use of a weapon, calling it a quote-unquote sword and characterizing its misuse as dangerous. DAG Monaco also stated that if existing advisory sentencing enhancements are deemed inadequate to address the harms caused by AI, DOJ is committed to seeking reforms to those enhancements to close the gap. DOJ additionally noted that AI technology will be a top priority of the Disruptive Technology Strike Force, which was launched in 2023 to use export control laws to ensure international adversaries are not able to misappropriate cutting-edge American technology. Lastly, DAG Monaco announced that DOJ had appointed its first chief AI officer, who will lead an initiative referred to as Justice AI, to solicit inputs and opinions from within DOJ, foreign counterparts, and private experts on the responsible and ethical uses of AI and how to guard against the risks associated with the technology. Yuan, back to you.
Thanks, Peter. And last item, an interesting GAO decision that is quite timely in our cybersecurity-focused environment. On January 19th, the GAO published a decision denying a protest where an offeror timely submitted its proposal to an agency, but without any notification to the offeror, its email was blocked by the agency's cybersecurity system. The GAO held that the offeror bears the responsibility to ensure that its proposal is timely delivered to the proper location and that an agency is not required to consider a proposal when it fails to arrive at the designated address by the deadline. The case is called Guidehouse, and here's the background. The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency competed a task order for audit management and support services among GSA federal supply schedule contract holders. Guidehouse timely submitted an initial proposal, but NGA provided an initial rating of fail due to an issue with its small business participation plan. As a result, Guidehouse had to revise and resubmit its proposal to NGA before the submission deadline. Now, to resubmit the revised proposal, Guidehouse emailed each volume in a separate email to the CO and requested a confirmation of receipt. 5 of those emails successfully reached the CO, who confirmed receipt of those 5 emails. The 6th email containing its revised SBPP was then rejected by the NGA cybersecurity system. Because NGA never received the updated SBPP, Guidehouse's SBPP rating remained unacceptable and it was ineligible for award. Guidehouse protested at GAO, arguing that NGA failed to reasonably consider its revised proposal, given that it timely submitted its revised proposal volume to the agency's designated email inbox. GAO disagreed, faulting Guidehouse for failing to follow up with NGA after not receiving confirmation of receipt for the missing SBPP. GAO also noted that although Guidehouse involved a FAR Part 8.4 procurement, which in contrast to FAR Parts 14 and 15 does not contain a late submission provision, the solicitation specifically cautioned offerors that even if one quotation volume was late, the offeror's entire quote will be considered late and will not be evaluated or considered for award. Peter?
Great. That will wrap it up for this edition. Thanks for joining us. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions, I can be reached at 202-624-2807, and Yuan can be reached at 202-624-2666. Thanks for joining us.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring LLP. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.